God, our listeners fucking hate us. I don't like to edit at all. Everyone knows this. I almost want to edit this out because we seem so dumb. I don't know. This look like pajamas, kind of.
Yeah, nice and comfortable here. A nice, comfortable episode. Whoa, 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 whoa. Welcome back to the movie podcast. Don't call it a review.
Don't call it Netflix Book Club, apparently.
And the name is pending. Episode number 199.
Streaming Cinema Fan Club.
At home with Dennis and Mike. I don't know why it's got to be at home.
Yeah, who said at home?
I don't know, but it's a book club.
At your home.
It's a book club also.
Dennis is away from home. Mike's at home. You can be anywhere in the world listening. Hopefully you watched the same movie we watched. How's it going, everybody? Welcome to Netflix Book Club, your favorite movie podcast.
Oh, wow, you said the dead name.
I'm not giving up that name until we absolutely have to.
I think it's coming.
I hope so, because it means that there's some sort of traction.
Oh, yeah, we're making waves.
You think there's a groundswell? You think that?
Netflix ain't happy.
Netflix ain't happy. Dude, I'm not happy with Netflix.
Right.
I got hit with my monthly payment. How much are you paying for Netflix every month?
Whatever it goes out automatically. Right? I assume it's, I don't know, honestly, $14.99.
Dude, they jack it up like $5 on us every 6 months and they send you an email like you're going to read it.
No.
I don't know if I have the basic one or if maybe I'm paying for a premium package.
You're paying more than $14.99?
I'm paying $25 a month.
What?
Dude, I just saw it in my thing and I was furious.
$25 a month?
When I started with Netflix, I was getting 2 DVDs in the mail and eventually streaming. First of all, when they brought up streaming, I was like, that ain't gonna work.
That won't do it.
There's no way.
What's that, the internet?
Dude, that's legit what I thought. I was right. Like, all the movies in the world streaming, like you just press the button and starts playing. Nah, that's not gonna go.
DVDs. This DVDs. Is the future.
Yeah.
This is the future.
Hard copies.
I don't know. I guess I'll have to go back and look. But we don't even do exclusively Netflix anymore. We watch any damn movie we want to.
Any movie? I think the last Netflix one we did was like The Killer.
Maybe Spaceman.
Oh yes, Spaceman.
Sure.
But like, I don't know. I'm thinking about canceling, dude.
Canceling Netflix altogether.
I've had it for over 10 years, but like $25 a month is not nothing.
You try to cancel us, we'll cancel you.
Yeah,
Netflix.
I'll fucking cancel you right back, Netflix.
Yeah, you want to fight about it?
Let's reach an agreement.
You want a kick?
$17.99 a month I'll pay, and we get to keep the name, and you don't bother us about it ever again.
What? Remember they were like teasing that they were going to come in with advertisement? They were going to do commercials? Is that?
It's still coming.
It's still
and
coming.
And that's another thing where it's like, that will, I think a lot of people will be like, no.
I don't know. Everything stinks.
Everything stinks. I'm starting to think I'm going to go back to my old ways, dude, and just pirate everything. Yarr.
Right. That would be a good way.
Yeah.
Just steal it.
It's not that hard either. And listen, I won't pirate everything. Some things I'll just stream off of my friend's pirated channel. You know what I mean? Because he downloads stuff.
I'm always nervous to do any of that, and then you download some type of virus that, you know, you get scurvy, and I just don't want it.
I mean, I could walk you through it, how to be safe. You got to wrap a condom around your hard drive.
Everybody's trying to, especially like with the baseball games, because now they do it, they sell a 15 games, more than that, to each different. You can't watch the Yankees.
Wait.
Every Friday.
You can't watch one team on one network all season?
Oh, no. Well, certainly you can't.
That's so bananas.
You need some of them are on MLB, some of them are on Prime, some of them on Apple, some of them on your local.
It's like Seinfeld, just selling the rights to the series, but every couple months they're doing it.
Dude, it sounds like. It's horrible. And if you buy MLB Network, which is what they want you to buy, you can't watch the team in your network. So if I buy MLB Network, I can watch every Baltimore Orioles game. Every single one. Correct. But I can't watch Mets or Yankees because I'm in... Because
they have their own contract. And
won't compete with SNY or Yes Network, the local network.
Now, is that national? Like, can the people in the... Like, it's people the in Baltimore, way, if they have...
It's the same way everywhere. So if you're in Los Angeles...
So who the fuck would want that then?
I mean, if I ever moved anywhere,
I would want it.
Because then I could watch every Yankee game.
Yeah.
So, but
transplants.
It's horrifying. Everything's a racket. The whole world stinks.
There's got to be a way to.
I'm ready to fight about it.
We're changing the vibe of the pod hard today. The first 5 minutes are just us griping.
I'm trying to break a bottle over somebody's head.
Griping against humanity. Have you ever done that?
No.
You ever been in a bar fight?
No, but I mean, a bar fight maybe, but not a broken bottle
not
over
a broken
somebody's
bottle,
head.
Yeah.
But I forget what. We're all home. It might have been like the Thanksgiving Eve. If you know, you know.
Thanksgiving Eve Eve.
If you know, you know.
I'm going home from college early. I hear Eve Eve is where it's popping now. But we have a midterm on the Wednesday. It's like, don't matter.
No, the real party starts the eve.
I never heard of the eve. Are you being serious?
I don't know. Who knows anymore?
When you're young, it's kind of like any night is like, yeah, it's go time. If everyone else is going,
I'm like sitting at a level, the place is packed, but I'm sort of maybe sitting on a stool.
Is it a bar? A high stool.
Yeah, a bar, Long Beach. Cool. Let's say the beach house. Who knows what it is now?
You're on a stool.
Everything's changed. I'm
Tuesday night, but it's the holiday week.
And I'm drinking a Bud. So, you know, it's a million years ago.
Yeah.
I'm drinking a beer.
Is this Fat Mike?
A glass beer. I don't know. No, probably not.
Calling you Fat Mike.
I was out of college. But anyway, I'm going like this. And so I'm right at some guy's elbow.
Ooh.
And he accidentally just hits the bottom of the bottle that I'm drinking out of. And it chips my front tooth, which is just still chipped.
Oh, buddy, you could barely notice.
To this day.
Well, you look at it close, it's very barely
noticeable. Well, I mean, if you look, you see it, but otherwise you wouldn't.
You're ugly for so many other reasons.
Sure, but it's right here. Punch in.
Just kidding.
And, punch in. That was
you don't have to with this camera, dude.
No kidding. I'm taping some of my sets, and I'm like, ooh.
Yeah. Maybe you got to get a set with just a close-up on your eye, like maybe that Van Gogh film.
It'll be funnier from further away.
Who made the movie where they cut the cow's eye with a razor blade, pretending it was a human eye? El Andalusia something.
I don't know that one.
Made a lyric about
it. I don't know that one. They cut his ear off.
So this guy elbows you forcefully because you called his girl, your sister's a whore.
I know. I know. You want the drama, but really there wasn't. It was an accident.
He's probably immediately like, oh, I'm so sorry. Like, it's okay.
He was just like, what? Because he just
hit. Probably not hard.
He just hit glass. So he was like, why would there be glass there? He's just standing, but it was the way we were sitting, and it was a crowded bar. Anyway, and then you just touch it with your tongue. I don't know if you've ever.
I've never chipped a tooth like
that. Then you go like that. You just like tongue it with your tongue, and it all comes off like gravel.
Oh yeah. Oh, actually, I must have, because I know this feeling.
You know, like little pebbles are almost coming off.
Yeah,
of
it doesn't
your
come
tooth.
Off as a clean piece
and I was
of.
Like,
shit. It's not a clean piece of tile or ceramic.
Know, I remember that I stood up. I'm like, you chipped my tooth. He was like, I'm sorry. I'm like, yeah, I know. It's like I wasn't.
Yeah, it's not your fault.
I'm pissed, but I'm not an animal where I think you did this on purpose. I know you didn't. You know. But anyway, so there
you go.
He's
probably like the nicest guy in the world. He's like, I'm sorry.
I'm sure he wasn't.
And then
I'm sure he had some flaws. And I hope I hope they keep him up at night.
He went home and beat his girlfriend that night. You know, some guy at the bar says, I chipped his tooth. Ah!
You're good for nothing.
Damn. All right. That's a. All right. Did you keep the gravel?
Does that get us
you spit it out or did you swallow the gravel?
That get us in the mood for this yet?
I think so. I think we're in the mood.
If you get what we're doing, folks, it's Roadhouse, not Roundhouse, which I was calling it all week.
Were you?
Just on accident. Maybe because the kick. And so I was thinking because I said it and then somebody goes, do you mean Roadhouse? And I was like, oh yeah, right.
Is that what it's called?
Right, Roadhouse. Because
I got a question for you right off the bat.
Yeah, okay.
And it's not did you like it.
Okay.
I've learned to wait a little while. I've learned to wait a little while before I started questioning. Usually I only ask you right away when I really like the movie though.
Because
I just want to start arguing right away. If I'm ambivalent to not caring for the movie, you don't even have to tell me. I don't even give a shit. No. Oh, but last week you said you might give yourself some double homework because you had never seen the original.
That's the type of dedication I have here at the podcast of a name.
The week before, you almost made fried green tomatoes. Almost. I'll take the thought, though. The thought that counts, kind of.
So what was the question?
The question is, did you watch the original this week as well, or you just watched the remake?
So first I watched Roadhouse 2024 with Jake Gyllenhaal and...
you watched the new one first.
The new one. Who's the guy?
Jake Gyllenhaal and...
McGregor.
Roddy Piper.
Conor McGregor. Yeah.
his film debut.
I watched that one first because in the spirit of the pod, you sit down, you don't know what the movie's going to be necessarily. You haven't seen it yet anyway.
It's an interesting way to go in.
You watch it and that's for the spirit of the pod. But then I had a couple of days and I just said, let me check it out. Let me check out the original. I think also it's worth to have if we're going to talk about the movie, we're bringing people together through the power of cinema.
That's right. Tagline.
Someone said that
dude.
One time.
What are you, an idiot?
I don't know what
it was supposed to be, but I hit the wrong one. And so, nailed it. And so then I watched the second one. So, can you repeat the question?
No, the original one you watched.
So I watched the original one after I watched.
With what's his name again?
Patrick Swayze.
Patrick Swayze.
The Swayze.
Patrick Swayze, dude.
Yeah, I like that his, they did a lot of like, they kept a lot in the remake. They did like literal the same things to make sure they, you know, it wasn't like tongue in cheek or like.
You'll have to like, see, I watched that one so long ago and I didn't really much love it.
Yeah, it wasn't slight what they did. They were like, he does this.
And you're going to do that.
So they literally have the guy do it again.
So he can keep people kind of happy, right?
Like, yeah, I guess. But there was, like, you know what I mean? How sometimes they do subtle things, like they call them Easter eggs.
Right.
You can't call these Easter. These are cracked eggs. The nose, these are throwing eggs at a house.
Right.
This
is
like doing exactly what the. But they, I mean, so I'm going to go, we're going to go ahead and say our opinions, I guess.
Yeah, let's go.
The first one is fun. It's fun. Roadhouse 1989. It's fun. And everything fun was taken out, and then they just like regurgitated a movie where they took out almost all the fun.
They tried to replace it with their own brand of fun, it felt like.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
And I don't think I like the new brand of fun as much as I like the old one, but yes. I don't know. For the record, to any audience listeners, I'm going to say stuff on this pod that might contradict what I said on the original Roadhouse pod from, I don't know, 7 years ago or something.
Okay.
Don't know what to tell you. I got no excuses. I don't remember the original that much. I remember like a couple small things.
Okay.
But I got thoughts on this movie, certainly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And but you like, so you like the first one though, the original.
Oh, fun, 80s, especially, silly. And I never seen it, especially after watching the remake.
Right.
There's no question.
Yeah.
The original has heart and soul.
Right.
This remake is, this one makes, this movie
da,
made
na,
me.
Na, 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 da, da, da. That's heart and soul.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. It made me think, how, you know, can you punch too hard? You know what I mean?
Can you punch too hard? Is there the Mike Tooley story.
Is there a punch that's too hard? Also, these are the hardest punches ever caught on camera.
These
simultaneously doing absolutely nothing to the people getting punched. I mean, no broken noses, no broken cheekbones, just a little scratch here or there.
There's a few times in the movie, one of the cool things about, what's his name, Wade?
Uh-huh.
Willis, I don't know what his name is. Dwayne? I don't know.
Gyllenhaal and Conor McGregor.
Jake Gyllenhaal. Jake Gyllenhaal does this cool guy thing a few times
Dalton.
In the film. Dalton, that's right. Wade? He's wading through water a few times. I don't know.
Right.
So there's a few times he does the cool guy, most, you know, most badass dude in the world thing where he's like, I'm going to tell you exactly what I'm going to do to you or what I just did to you.
Yeah.
So the violence in the movie is supposed to seem like uber realistic and accurate and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's not. It's the most like they dance make, fighting.
Yeah. They make it look really cool. Like, I don't know what
they
it's
called.
They make
it look like everything's getting connected.
Yeah. And it's like super realistic, but almost like not realistic that it's
too
plausible.
Realistic.
Yeah.
Right.
But yeah, exactly. Like, too realistic. I don't know what that's called or if it's CGI, but it.
There is a name for it.
It's very cool to look at, like to watch. It's cool.
By the
to
end
look
of it,
at.
I was over it, though.
Yeah, no, it's way
it's
too
cool
much.
For a
it's
little
over
bit.
Over the top, and so was the original, but not fun at all.
It reminded me a little bit of the fight scene, the Florida fight scene in The Killer, not to bring that up again.
Oh,
but
yeah.
You remember that with the
yes.
big goon in the you know, Miami
yes.
apartment or whatever?
Right.
But that one was
a lot shorter.
A lot shorter.
And it was still long.
Still long, but it was a lot shorter.
Yeah.
Still more realistic in how everyone's taking hits and giving hits and stuff.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
But that sort of like brutality where you're like you hear every hit super hard, you feel the camera move with like every hit.
Yes, when he gets into the back of a pickup truck that like gets shot almost over
that's
the bridge,
that's a cool scene.
It looks so cool.
It looks good,
but it is that like hyper realistic.
Yeah,
like somehow like you're seeing it much more clear than you would have if it actually happened in front of you.
Right. You know those TVs, I think they're phasing them out, but for a while they were very popular, but some people liked them, some people couldn't stand it. I couldn't stand it. Those TVs where you'd watch a newer movie and it seemed like people were gliding. Like the thing was the TV would fill in between frames, so it was constantly one fluid thing.
Whoa.
It sounds whoa, it just gives it a very weird feel while you're watching it.
I think Apple TV does this with the baseball games.
They might, yeah.
And it almost feels like a video game.
Yeah, it feels like scripted and kind of forced or something.
I wonder if it's the same thing, what you're describing sounds like that.
So this is like, in my opinion, the fighting equivalent of that.
Okay.
Where it's like, it does, on paper it looks cool and it's like, this is going to be really interesting. And it kind of is for a while, but they abuse it. And this film director, I read this that...
there's a million punches.
Yeah, him and whoever, the director of photography or the editor or whatever, his crew,
yeah,
they kind of devised this way of using CGI in between shots. So there's a lot of CGI in these fight scenes, but it's actually the actors' faces and heads.
Uh-huh.
But I guess the technology has caught up where they can do so much of a fight scene in CGI so quickly that it's not worth it to have the actors get that involved in these fight scenes. You know what I mean?
I'm a little lost on that.
It's
but.
It's not easily. I mean, I'm not going to act like I completely understand.
Yeah, no.
But from what I gather, they developed a new way to film fight scenes.
You can tell it's sleek.
Yeah,
it is fast.
We're
going to
see it a lot more. I bet
you feel like you're getting hit. You know what? I was once I described the bridge with the pickup truck. Remember the RRR? That action movie,
yes.
The Indian. There's a little bit of that where
I think
it's like
that movie kind of often.
That hyper realistic. It was pretty exciting. I mean, that was an exciting film.
These two dudes who are enemies in the middle of a fight for some reason getting compassion and becoming like best friends over nothing.
Oh, and then they dance.
In RRR.
And then they dance.
And then they dance. Yeah. Very, very Bollywood.
A lot of dancing.
So wait, what about the truck scene though? Just that it looks.
It reminds me of that movie.
A little over the top.
Because there is a bridge.
CGI
there's
stuff.
A crazy bridge scene as well,
right?
But yeah, the CGI it looks so clean and hyper realistic to a way that doesn't look real. And you know, Swayze is Swayze, and I'll say this, put it on the record, because Gyllenhaal's no Swayze. I'm sorry.
Gyllenhaal's no Swayze, but Gyllenhaal brings a lot to the film and a lot of.
He looks great. I mean, he's in phenomenal
shape.
When he
takes off his shirt in that first scene, it's so funny when an actor obviously really puts in the work.
You think that could be CGI? The guy's got
zero
body fat. He's eating clam chowder. Come on.
He looks like he's about to fall over.
No, you're not eating chowder. You're counting your almonds if you look like that. But anyway.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. Counting almonds is a very funny way of putting that. Yeah. Yeah, Dalton, you see him exercise, but
you
he
do,
should
yeah,
be
yeah.
eating like wheatgrass shots.
Weighing
and shit,
you know.
Yeah. He should have a food scale on hand, you know.
Good chowder.
You
sure,
can't
buddy.
You could still stay strong and be violent like a motherfucker, but you're gonna look more like Post Malone at the beginning of the film, you know? Who still looks like an intimidating, brutal guy, but
that
he's
was
got a little punch
cool.
on him.
That was pretty cool.
I thought it looked good.
Yeah, he looked like a menacing dude.
I thought it looked good. I also liked the fact that the opening scene to show you how badass this guy is not him taking apart some local guy who's the shit. It's the local guy being like, oh, fuck, I know who that guy is.
Yeah.
And being like, no, I'm not fighting him.
But at the same time, it was a lot to establish that everyone's going to know him.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, everyone knows him.
It's like, whatever. You're a viral internet video.
Yeah, there was any other way you could have, but it's like a huge scene to be like, oh, no, it's bigger than just an underground fighter that everyone knows. He was a UFC champion.
Yes.
Like, he was, everybody know, you know.
Is it ever confirmed that he actually killed the guy? I think the most we get is the, you know, rich kid being like, I think that last shot is the one that did it. But that could be a coma, that could be mental, not mental illness, but like, you know, not being the same ever again.
And,
or it could be he's dead. I don't know.
And clearly it was the last shot. He was just doing that to poke the bear.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, that never really goes anywhere. You never find out the history between those two or whatever. He gets on the bus at the end of the movie. They never bring that back
And they make
up.
A thing of like, oh, he was your friend. And it's like, well, let's hear a little more about that. That seems interesting.
No, none of that.
No, we're just, and just believe he was my friend.
You called the rich kid, but he's like the bad guy, basically.
Yeah, the rich kid bad guy. Sure.
So that scene, especially, he goes in, he goes, he goes to Conor McGregor. Let me see if I can get him. Like the civilized way.
Yeah. And he makes no attempt.
But before he goes in, he already instructed the other two to burn down the bookstore. So
right.
So that doesn't make sense. That only makes sense after the civilized way doesn't work. And the civilized way, what was it? You walked out. You didn't even really try anything.
The only way to get any enjoyment out of this movie is to not look at it too closely.
Sure, of course.
But there are some things like that.
But that didn't make any. I'm like, why would they burn this down if this is like his attempt at being civilized first?
Right.
That doesn't make sense.
There's also just like...
That don't make no sense. And then they don't say anything about the insurance of the bookstore. Like, I was waiting. I'm like, someone's going to say the insurance. They never mention insurance. He just has...
Insurance.
You can't just be handed millions of dollars cash.
Give it a pile. I mean, you can, but like, you need to know
how to...
How's
that bookstore? He can't spend that.
It's like, guess what? You've got your groceries and stuff paid for the rest of your life. All that eating out of restaurants, but like... You can't buy a car.
You can't build the thing back with that money.
You can't, right? You can't.
You know, it doesn't.
Man, he probably doesn't want it though. At that point, right? He's in the Keys. He's got millions in cash. He's like, we'll go to Ohio.
Well, that's another thing that's like gutted from the remake. Is that the? Do you remember the end of the original?
No.
They all get together, the other people that live in the town, the other business people, and they shoot with many guns.
Oh, the whole town goes
they
after.
They blow away
the
kingpin.
Yeah.
And then the cop comes and they all go,
the whole town.
We didn't see anything.
Yeah.
We didn't see nothing. I mean, that has got heart and soul in it.
Just like in Nightmare on Elm Street, the whole town goes and kills the pedophile Freddy. And it's like, how are you going to convict an entire town?
Okay.
Who no one's going to say who did it.
Very 80s.
You know, yeah.
But this doesn't have any of that.
Is that a trope from the 80s? Were a lot of 80s movies doing that? It's like, and then the entire town killed one man. And they all agreed, a silent agreement, that we should fucking murder this guy.
Well, yeah, the mob mentality, everyone coming together. And not for nothing, you know, but just an aside, if I may.
Please,
if I may, right in. Right in the middle.
Yeah.
There are boobs everywhere in the original.
Is there?
Yeah. There's boobs everywhere. Everyone's having sex. Everyone's partying. 80s. Yeah. Guns N' Roses. You know, kicking ass. The Doors. Everyone's rocking out. There's a blind guy playing a slide guitar. It's love fun.
That. Yeah.
There's not even Gyllenhaal gets like one kiss, but he's like so, you know, I don't know, down on him. What's the word? He's so what that he can't even kiss a girl.
So you don't want to date me because I killed a guy one time. It's like, what? I mean, that is bad. That's a red flag. But like, and I know who you are. I know that.
The lines that Swayze has in the original are fun. And they're amazing. He goes into the doc. They have like literally they have the exact same scenes, but they took out what makes the original fun. So he goes to the doctor and the one we just saw in the remake, right? And she goes, and he goes, is that for pain? I don't want that.
Right.
But in the original, she goes, a lot of people don't like pain. And he says something like, pain doesn't hurt. Pain doesn't hurt.
Pain is hurt. What are you talking about?
It's just like pain, or pain doesn't hurt me. Like, whatever the line is, it's like, yeah, that's good. Not, is that for pain? I don't need those. All right, yeah, we get it. You don't feel pain. It's not fun. It's not funny.
In the original, because here's what I thought was going to happen as I'm watching this remake. He beats up this crew. The initial beat up night
might be the best one, the most fun because he's smacking them.
It's the most fun. He smacks them. He does the fake smack to then the left roundhouse, whatever. And he says before, like, "Where's the hospital?" Blah blah blah.
Yeah.
But the best part of the fight is that he goes, "Can I borrow your car?" And then it just cuts him driving them to the hospital. Yes. And Kokomo is playing.
Yes.
I laughed out loud. That's very funny moment.
Probably the best. You could have turned the movie off right there.
Right. Yeah. That's make it a short film. Make it a short that action comedy. That was
pretty
comedy.
Good.
But in my head, I'm trying to remember the original Roadhouse, and I'm going, oh, yeah, I think these are the bad guys, but he beats them up, and then he, like, recruits them to be the bar bouncers. Is that what happens in the original? No.
No.
It's just Pete local yokels, whoever's hanging out, and he gets them to be tough and stuff, the two youngsters in this one.
He brings one guy in, like, an older guy that comes around. That
Sam Elliott,
He knew from back in the day. Yeah, I guess. And then he has more, like, he's running the bar.
Right.
But it makes more sense. Like, the stakes are lower, but it's more realistic. Like, it's crazy that Roadhouse 2 made Roadhouse 1 more realistic. Because you look at Roadhouse 1, if you just watch it, you go, yeah, it's completely insane.
Roadhouse 3 gonna make Roadhouse 2 look like Roadhouse 1. Or Roadhouse 4. Shut the fuck up!
Well,
you know that reference?
There should be some boobs in it. That's all I'm saying.
There should be some boobs in it. That was a Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back reference, by the way.
Okay, all right.
He's Chris Rock is sitting in the director's chair. He's like, this gonna make House Party 2 look like House Party 1. And then the white guy behind him goes, oh, House Party 3. And he goes, shut the fuck up, cracker! Just fucking love that movie, dude.
I used to have it on DVD. I gotta go back.
Yeah.
It's been a long time since I watched any of those Kevin Smith.
I felt a little bit that he never indoctrinated the silly Hispanic guy who's kind of nice and like you. I always think
thank
I'm like,
God
bring
for him. Brings a little levity.
Brings a little levity.
Thank God.
And especially when
he was
gets,
funny. He was funny.
He was funny. He was good. He. I forget the other actor, the sidekick in Ant-Man, where that's become like the I don't know. That's become a thing. Like the Hispanic guy who's supposed to be kind of a badass, but he's very just like lovable and shit. Yeah. What was I going to say, though? There's a very hard turn in this
I wonder
movie.
If that's like a Western trope, too.
Oh, maybe. Yeah.
Because it plays
the
like
lovable,
a,
like Chicano.
It plays the Western, yeah.
Chicano. You see how I did that?
Oh, sure.
Not
whatever
racist.
You say. Latinx?
Latinx, yeah. Latinx or Latinx. This movie takes a hard right, though.
Yeah.
When Gyllenhaal crosses the line. The alligator kills one guy, and you're like, hey, that's not Gyllenhaal's
fault. Also, they say crocodile. And it's like, it's Florida. It's alligators, right? I mean,
I believe you, but I don't know if that's common knowledge. I don't know that.
I mean, I think that
are there only alligators in Florida?
I think it's gators.
Are there only gators in Florida? No crocodiles?
I think crocodiles are in Africa. But
I mean, these are dumb Floridians, too. Crocs, gators, whatever you want to call
them.
I'm
pretty sure in the movie they say
don't
crocodile.
Don't go in the water, dude.
And I'm like, I don't think there's crocodiles.
I love that. That's a,
I think
we
it's
need
alligator.
A, we need a sound for the thing that one of the things that bothers Mike in a movie that like no one would even pick up on. What was the one from last week?
I don't know. What was the movie?
You said right. That's a good question. What was the movie? There was something you
was
said.
Was it Green Tomatoes?
Oh, wait. Yeah, you said grandfather clock. The grandfather clock.
Grandfather clocks are on the main floor of the house.
Only on the main. You know how heavy those are up the stairs?
Yeah.
And this week, it's what was your complaint now?
I don't know. We just said it.
I mean, we just said
I'm living in the moment. This isn't edited, folks. If you can believe this, we don't edit this.
I'm on drugs. You're supposed to be sharp.
We do this live.
You're the straight man.
What did we say? We just said what?
God, our listeners fucking hate us. I don't like to edit at all. Everyone knows this. I almost want to edit this out because we seem so dumb. But the thing is, we talk and talk as it's a pod. You can't remember when
we're
you're
going
talking.
Forward.
Going forward.
We're going forward. We're not going backward. Spin it.
But it bothered
twirling.
You so much, but now you don't remember crocodiles
crocodile,
and alligators.
Yes, crocodiles and alligators. Ding, ding, ding.
Can't sleep tonight with
there
these.
There we go.
Crocs being called gators or the other way around?
There's no crocodiles in Florida.
But hold on. So a crocodile or gator, rather, eats one of the henchmen.
Yes. They always hide their food, somebody says.
They always hide their food, which I don't know. Have you ever heard that before?
The croc. Maybe crocodiles do.
Maybe.
I do. They're in the Keys, right?
They're really in the Bahamas, I think. That's where they shot. But it's supposed to be the Keys. Yeah. Hemingway used to hang
this is the Florida gators. Not the Florida crocodiles. All right.
So again, the crocodile eats one of these henchmen, and Dalton tries to save the guy. He's not trying to murder anybody just yet. But then they burn down the thing, the bookstore.
Okay.
He knows the girl's in the hospital. He knows the girl and the dad are in the hospital. Yeah. Which by the way, I really would have loved to have seen that girl swing on those guys.
Yeah,
I kind of liked her as a character.
She kept the story, what is it called? What did I
Precious?
Call it?
Precious? I don't know.
No, but what exposition?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, he gets off the bus. She doesn't know this guy from anybody. She's 40 yards out, and she just starts going, you know, there's a tree on the bridge, and it's very symbolic of what we do around here. And he's just like, do you give this intro to everybody who gets off this bus?
And then halfway through the film, she's like, you know, this is turning into a mystery.
Yeah.
More than just a straight. And I'm like, this is okay.
So
I see what
they're
doing.
Yeah,
this is like, it's kind of fun. I don't hate it. There's plenty of stuff that I just didn't. I was almost bored. There's so much punching that you almost get bored.
Yeah.
So that was not one of the things that bothered me about that.
Did
about
it bother movie. You though when he took that hard right turn after he knows that she's injured and he's about to leave, but he decides not to? Because then he just starts offing people.
Well, now you
like he just starts murdering.
Yeah. Now you've made him angry.
Yeah, and you won't like me when I'm angry because I murder people. Yeah.
Yes.
He punches the one guy in the throat. You're not going to be able to breathe. And you fall into the pool. So you're definitely going to drown.
Yeah.
I'm going to put your body on ice. I'm going to fake a death. It's like he really just turns a switch and has no problem murdering people. Like for a guy whose whole thing was like, I'm a nice guy. I'm not going to really hurt people. I don't like bullies. And then all of a sudden he's just fucking murdering. But I don't know. It was a lot for me.
Yeah.
It was a lot. That in the original movie? Does he just start killing people?
So there's three rules in the original one. It's like, go outside, take them outside.
Take them outside.
Whatever the hell. And be nice.
Be nice.
So it's like, all right, not until he's not nice anymore. Like, there's a lot of these things that's like, they're literal. They light the place on fire in the original.
Yeah.
They light this one on fire. Although there's more destruction in the original because then they drive like a
I remember
big
the car
wheel
going through like a...
Through the, yeah, because he bought a car, which in the... And they're constantly breaking the windshield and putting like street signs in it. It's fun,
right?
This
makes me want to go back and rewatch the original Roadhouse.
He's getting to have sex with the doctor.
Yeah.
But it's the same story. She turns out to be related to the guy. Like it's all the same.
Yeah,
thing.
A little twist and turn.
So they
the same.
They took like the cage,
which is why it feels like a soap opera at times. So it's like your dad's the chief of police who did this thing to me. It's like come on.
The band plays within the cage. Yeah. The same as the other one. But
I've always wanted to do a set behind chicken wire. I won't play anymore unless there's chicken wire. I bring my own chicken wire. Set it up.
But in the original, it's just they don't go too much into detail about why things are happening. It's just this is a very popular nightclub.
In the 80s, in certain roadhouses, I don't doubt that violence was a pretty happening thing.
Yeah, but the way that they depict it in the remake, this place doesn't exist.
Like gang activity.
That place doesn't exist.
Right.
Where they're just coming in. I will say, though, the original, the knives they whip out are Crocodile Dundee.
Are they, yeah?
The big G.I. Joe with, like, the, I don't know how to describe it, but there's, like...
The serrated.
Yes, yeah, on one side. It's huge. It's a foot-long knife, and he's just...
That's one of the few things I remember from the original, and he kind of does it in this one, where he's like, that guy's got a knife in his shirt. Just step back and pop him. You could do it. But the cooler line, of course, is Swayze... What is it? Knife.
It's in the boot.
And he just goes, got it. Like, you know,
he's
on
like,
it.
And he's like, place is closed. And he goes, what are all these people doing? Drinking, dancing, having a good time. That's what we're here to do. Oh no, having fun. That's what we're here to do. He goes, you're too stupid to have fun.
I thought we're being nice.
And he beats the crap. You're too stupid to have fun is amazing line.
It's a good line.
That's like
that's what I hear you saying.
That's the 80s.
You're too stupid.
You're
to have
too
fun.
Stupid but to have Tui. Fun.
Spit on his shoes.
Oh come on,
Patooey. Hey Tui.
How about this? At one point, somebody now. So I wrote down the lines from this movie because they don't compare. They don't have the charm.
Yeah.
They don't have the heart. What's a draw? The guy's never heard of a draw.
These guys are dumb.
The guy's never heard of a draw in his life. What's
it's like
a draw?
A tie.
Terrible.
Yeah, but I liked that line though. I liked him trying to be like you can still just walk away from this, and him being like, "I'm so dumb, I can't just walk away."
The guy, the first knife that gets pulled, it's over $500. I just think that's funny.
They mentioned that.
Yeah, because the guy pulls out whatever it was like $500.
The knife that he gets stuck with in the very first opening thing?
It must be, because of where I wrote on the note. And he just, but I'm just saying, like, you pull a knife for five, you're going to kill a man for $500?
Right, right.
Okay, you got a car outside. So you don't live on the street. You have enough money.
Well,
I don't know.
I guess Dalton just walked away with the purse. So he's probably intending to rob him.
Right.
Until he stabs him and he's like, this guy didn't go down. He's just... And then he smacks me around, right? Isn't that what happened?
Like, and for most of the movie, like 75%, there's not a gun.
Yeah.
There is not a gun.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
These are the worst criminals in the United States.
I just don't get how...
Do you have a gun too? I think I left it in the car. It's like, why would you even say that to him? Just go get the gun.
Yeah, I just don't get how there's no gun at any point. I mean, eventually...
Floridian idiots, though. You know what I mean?
Florida. They got guns in Florida.
Yeah, but people... I mean, I'm not going to say the whole state's dumb, but you know, there's a certain goon in every state.
Yeah.
I know a New York goon. I'll talk about those, too. But they're not in this movie. Florida goons are.
The weather makes people crazy.
It makes people crazy. Everyone's constantly just got this vibe of chilling, but also, like, we need to make money to survive.
Yeah, it's too warm and sticky. These people are going to lose their minds.
Yeah.
That's why you don't live in Florida.
He never calls himself a cooler, though, in this one either.
Nope,
right?
Nope.
Well, also, Dalton has a background as a bouncer in the first movie.
Yes.
Like, that's what he is.
Yes.
He's a gun-for-hire bouncer.
Right.
This guy, that's a kind of a hard turn for the plot to be like he's a tortured soul MMA fighter with a dark past.
$20,000. That's what he's getting
paid. That's what he's getting for the month.
It doesn't really exactly make any sense. And then he didn't take any of the money with him when he left. But
right.
He does kind of insinuate that money is a motivator.
Yeah, he definitely does.
But he doesn't take any of the money, probably. Like, they don't show you. I guess he could have, but I don't think he did.
I'd like to see a little more of, like, how did Dalton get so down on himself after... Like, what did the downward spiral from MMA, that event at MMA, look like, you know?
Right.
Like, was he the champ, or was he just a notorious violent fighter and then he got out of the MMA? It's like, there's so many other avenues to do before you're like, I'm fighting in underground boxing clubs for money.
Yeah, exactly. What happened? How did it all go so far south?
Why don't you write a book, a tell-all book, you know, for $2 million?
Open up a MMA school.
Yeah, open up one of those cafes where there's just MMA fighters running around and they can sit on your lap.
And the line of the movie, like the end of the, right, he goes... I'm not the hero of this particular story. Dennis, if he's not the hero, who's the hero?
I don't know if he is the hero. He murdered a bunch of people in cold blood.
Yeah, but he saved the route at Roadhouse for this lady. That was he came in.
At what cost? He blew up some cop's boat.
Dirty cops, dirty guys. They were all criminals. I'm just saying, he's not a perfect hero. But if he's not the hero, there's no hero.
Well, he's kind of like, I like that line that he says, but I like the girl's response even more. They're just like, hey, well, if you're not the hero, you're not the villain either.
Right.
And I agree with that. I think he's more somewhere, you know, a little bit of an anti-hero. He goes from MMA fighter, badass, one-on-one, can handle a fight guy to like James Bondish at the end, where he's blowing shit up and he's, you know, stealing boats and shit.
They did so much hard punching, that's what I'll call it, because it's like these punches that are... You know, like, they're not real.
Right.
And they're not doing the damage that they should be if they're this strong.
Yeah, yeah.
And so much of that, but by the time Conor McGregor flies his boat through the thing...
I can't believe we've barely mentioned Conor McGregor
And
yet.
They have this big fight. It's like, we already saw this guy get punched a million times.
Yes.
You know.
I like that they just decided at the end, because they have already fought a few times, and we've seen them both fuck people up, that they were just like, we're just going to have them do the Dune 2 knife fight.
I haven't seen Dune 2.
Oh, Mike. I can't even. All right. Did you watch Game of Thrones?
Most of it.
He has him do the Arya knife trick with the Winter King guy, whatever the fuck his name is.
Yeah,
he's bad references. Anyway, it goes from being like fighting with your hands to being like, here's kind of some weapon. Like, use whatever's around you.
Right.
And I get it. The stakes are higher. We're truly trying to kill each other now.
Yeah.
Can't believe Connor. Did you watch through the credits and see the other extra Connor scene?
No, definitely not.
I'm kind of happy I did, just because it's so dumb. And I bet you McGregor was like, no, no, wait a minute. I can't die. Like, you know, I'm Conor McGregor. I can't. Because he gets, you know, bested, obviously, by Dalton, the protagonist in this film. And then halfway through the credits, there's a scene of like a hospital hallway. And you just see doctors getting flung and blood everywhere. And you see McGregor walking out in his hospital gown, presumably to go back and fuck shit up.
Yeah.
But it's also a callback because you see him from the back. So you see his naked ass.
Right, right.
Like how we first see him.
He was pretty fun. He was fun.
He can't act at all. But you know what? His character, it works for who that character is.
Just it was this, fun.
Again, a goon, like just a total prison goon who's like, ah! He's the fucking Tasmanian devil in this movie.
Yeah, and apparently he's like going through it in real life now, like drugs and alcohol, and that all started from this movie?
I mean, I don't know.
He was on the path.
I'd say he's already been drugs and alcohol from his MMA downfall.
I don't know enough about him.
But for one, I mean, have you seen any of his interviews, like on the red carpet next to Jake Gyllenhaal?
No.
Gyllenhaal's got like his hands in his pocket. He's a fucking movie star. You know what I mean? Yeah. He's done this 1,000 times. He's just chill, smiling, talking, answering questions. And they'll be like, Connor, what was your experience like working with Jake? And he's like, well, you know what, Jake? And he's like, he's so coked out. He's just so coked out on the red carpet.
Yeah.
Where everyone on social media is calling him out.
Right.
And I have to wonder, like, when shit like that happens, it has to get back to you. I don't care if your team's trying to protect you.
He doesn't care. He's got so much money.
I don't think he does care, but...
so much money.
I mean, you could throw him in other films in certain parts. I don't think he's going to be taking some soft, dramatic roles anytime soon.
No, I don't think so.
But,
So before he snaps, or maybe, like, on his way to snapping, Gyllenhaal, turn that you were saying, I missed a line here. He goes, I'm afraid... More than you could ever imagine.
I didn't love that line. I didn't love that line.
I was laughing.
And I guess what he means is like, I'm afraid more than you'll ever imagine of what I'm capable of when things go too far.
It's eventually like, he says that.
And he's like, he's like, you know.
But in the before he gets to the point of what he was really afraid of, which is what again, he'll do when he's angry.
Dalton in the first one doesn't kill anybody, right?
Yeah, he does, and he floats.
A lot of people, or
well, he dies in the water. There's no crocodile or alligator, and he floats the body, and he's screaming at the rich guy.
Yeah,
and he comes out on the porch, and he's like, "Fuck you," or something. Yeah, so it's like a one line. It's so fun. They gutted the fun and just made a they took a lot of the same things.
Yeah,
but none of it that made it fun to watch.
So you're gonna say pass, right? I'm guessing.
Oh, don't. Yeah, not. There's nothing. So if this is a genre, it's like the ultra violence and trying to be fun.
Yeah.
Remember the movie with Jamie Foxx and the vampires?
Yes.
Go watch that movie.
Okay.
That movie was fun. It's ultra violent. It's crazy. The story's wacky.
Yeah. There's the same thing where there's things in the story and the plot where you go like, well, that doesn't make sense. And it's just like, shh, don't worry about it.
It's not so bad, though, because there's vampires.
So you're like, all right, this is not.
Yes, exactly.
Right,
it's cool music. There's jokes and there's through lines of jokes.
Well, that bar bringing in enough to pay a bouncer $5,000 a week is a joke, too.
You know, and they come in. Are you guys open? Yeah, we're all. It's like
I like that. That's okay. Where it's like we're a family here. We go through shit. You've been in food service. Come on, you know some shit happens. It's like, well, we got to bring in some money today. You know,
some shit happens is one thing.
There's a truck being pulled out of the fucking dance floor.
Some shit happens is like we dropped the wedding cake. We got to make a new one. We got 2 hours. A boat came through the ceiling. Boat came through the ceiling. Everybody's dead.
Man, that rich kid could take a beating though, huh? He fucking goes flying like 3 times. I feel like
the scene when he's getting shaved on the boat, that was supposed to be funny.
It's supposed to be funny.
I wasn't laughing at that.
And you're like, this guy. I did think it was funny that because you think the whole time he's gonna throw the shaving guy into the ocean.
Yeah.
He goes up and punches the captain in the head like it's his fault.
Yeah.
And
in the original, the dad comes out and he beats the crap out of the one guy just for no good reason.
Yeah.
And then he's like, you know why you? Because you bleed. You bleed too easy, and then he just keeps punching the guy. But he doesn't deserve it at all. I mean, they all equally deserve whatever. Yeah, yeah. He just picks a guy. There's so many. They remade it, but they just made it so much less fun. That's all they did. I don't know.
And I'll tell you what the original and this movie and the song Roadhouse Blues by The Doors all make me want to do. Uh-huh. Is go to a good Roadhouse bar and just get hammered.
Never
in the
been to a Roadhouse.
I don't think I've ever been to a proper one. I've passed them on the road. Signs that literally say like Baba Ba Saloon Roadhouse live music every night.
I looked it up.
And just like 18-wheelers in the fucking thing. You're like, that is probably a great time.
And people usually live there. There's like a family element.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah, it's their
to the
spot.
To the Roadhouse situation.
Yeah.
What were you just saying? I lost
The Doors.
The Doors. You're right. So, do you recognize the Metallica song that they like kind of play loosely throughout the movie?
Didn't they? Yeah, there was a Metallica song.
Enter Sandman.
Yeah, Enter
Sandman. But it's just like some guy playing it a little bit different. So it's not.
Yeah.
So they didn't have to buy the rights to Enter Sandman.
But it's definitely there. Yeah, you're
right. That is so. The music in the original one's so much better.
Music in this one is not awful at times. There's a couple cool highlights of what I'm sure are like very working bands, you know,
sure,
like working bands in those kinds of places, because you could tell they're very tight and stuff. But I think the music in the original is probably better. It's just more like bluesy, right? It's just like a blues bar kind of thing.
Yeah, there's a Jim Morrison. There's a they're playing classics.
Right.
Although they do play a Sublime song in the new one, don't they?
Yeah, and they do their own thing with it, and it is kind of like, all right, this would be cool if I was out drinking it in the Florida Keys.
But even that, it's like, so you got a new band every night? At this place, like how much money is this place bringing in?
Yeah,
it's
right.
It's crazy.
Right.
There's nothing to do in this place, but somehow there's so many people there.
Well, I guess it's like she owns the building, she owns the business. I don't know the property taxes in Florida or any of that shit, payroll taxes, but like once you say $5,000 to the bouncer, even if it's for a contract for the month, where you're just like, I don't want you after the month, I want you to clean the place up in a month.
Yeah.
It's like, you got 20 grand to throw at this business like that to try and save it? I don't know.
Yeah, the sheriff comes in. I'll take care of this. It's she's like, not, all of this?
Right.
Yes.
And she's not the best, like, she's not a great character or a good character in a way. And I mean good as terms of like.
Well, no, but she's a character that doesn't make sense. She goes, I hate my dad. I took my mom's maiden name, but I didn't leave town?
Yeah.
What
and
you,
also,
what is
was
that?
It my grandpa gave me the business or my uncle? I forget.
I don't know.
I didn't think it was that funny either. Where she's like, he had a funny
sense
of humor.
I meant the doctor. The doctor takes the maiden name. She never leaves town, though.
Oh,
and it's like,
right,
well,
you're right,
yeah, I guess you're suffering under your dad's thumb. You could have left.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know. You really love the Florida Keys that much? Like, it's a tourist town, you know? It's go move somewhere.
I'm sure
go
it's
go move
beautiful.
To just northern Florida. It's a big state. You don't have to be 20 minutes from your dad.
You don't get
3 hours.
You don't get it. You want to go down to the Keys, Dennis. You don't get it. Oh, when you hear those keys jangling.
Something about growing up right outside of New York City. I bring it up all the time where it's like, I just wonder how I'd be if I grew up in some place where it's like, yeah, I might never leave here. Like, this is just it.
Lead singer of an emo band, you think?
You really think that's what I'd be doing?
I'm asking you.
No, I don't think I'd be doing that, Mike.
Okay.
That's not even emo.
So what, a coal worker?
I don't know. I could be working at some bar. Just like, yeah, I live here. I don't know.
Yeah,
I just all my friends are here. Where would I go?
Yeah, what you can't account for is how those people feel about the city, because a lot of them move to the city.
Yeah,
you know,
or they have this idea of the city,
right.
Or not even the city, but like the Northeast or like a more major metropolitan area, and they're like, oh well, things are shitty there. It's not like, you know, people are assholes and stuff. And it's like, no, people are people, and
well, they grow up and they say there's nothing to do here.
Yeah, right.
And either you stay or you leave.
Yeah.
A lot of people leave. So maybe you would have. Maybe you would have had the adventurous spirit.
But then I have the idea of being like Jake Gyllenhaal and just rolling down to the Florida Keys and be like, do you need to hire someone for way too much money than they're worth for a limited amount of time?
Who is also used to be a UFC champion.
What?
Yeah, it's a don't stream for me.
It's a don't stream, but it is some dumb fun, but you know, they just, I think in the hands of a better director, I don't think this director has much experience. I don't remember their track record, but I don't think they've done much before this.
Yeah,
I think Jake Gyllenhaal is a huge get for the film.
Yeah.
Conor McGregor, huge get for the film, really, if you're trying to bring in some people who wouldn't normally watch this.
You get the feeling Gyllenhaal just wanted to show off that he could do that to his body.
I mean, hasn't he done it before, though?
I feel like he's always doing something crazy.
I feel like he's had
crazy.
To have been jacked and shit. Have you ever seen Prisoners? No, we've talked about this.
Is that on the list?
Might do it at some point.
Maybe that's
on
the
list. But in that movie, he plays this badass cop kind of too. Yeah. Like an undercut and slicked back hair. Oh, yeah, and
we can put that on. Isn't that on the schedule? Schedule's going to drop soon.
Schedule's going to drop.
Once we change the name of this pod, we're going to drop a schedule.
To be announced. That's both the name of the pod from here on out and the schedule is TBA.
Oh, man. So next week, TBA.
Actually, no, next week I thought we were doing a...
Oh, yeah.
What, I thought we were doing let's this do that Anatomy one. Of a Fall.
That's the good one.
Right? We are. It's on Hulu, he told me, I think.
Yeah, it's on something.
It's on something. It's streaming.
Yeah.
All right. We'll try to be better with the schedule. It's hard, though, because sometimes you don't know about shit.
It's horrifying. Everything's a racket. The whole world stinks.